Amen. How are we doing, CLCC? We doing okay? Yeah. Whoop, whoop. We doing all right? I mean, if you're not having fun in church, you're doing it wrong. I'm just saying. You're doing, I say it every time, but I'm like, if you're not having great times in God's presence, there's something going on. You got to disconnect somewhere. There's something that's, you're not getting the flow of what God wants to do. Because he is a loving father that wants to meet us and be with us. He wants to be out there like Adam was throwing football with us. He wants to be out there with us. He wants to have more interaction with our lives. But we have to make that time. We have to make that time. So, yeah, you can go ahead and start Facebook. So, all right. Oh, there it is. We're good. So, real quick, I just want to welcome all my Facebook friends and family to CLCC. Glad that you could be here today. It's going to be a great word that the Lord has for you. Praying and blessings for you wherever you are. And we're going to see God do great things. Amen. So, CLCC, he's moving. Did you know that? You know God is moving? Did you know that? Do you feel that? Do you feel that? I mean, our God is bigger than anything. He is. He's bigger than anything, wiser in any situation than we are, more powerful than the laws of science and nature that, let me remind you, he set up. It wasn't science that came first. He set those things in motion for us to follow. It wasn't gravity that defined Jesus. It was Jesus that defined gravity. Let's just put it like that. Come on. Come on. It's true. It wasn't a big bang, an explosion. It was him who made everything. And he is all powerful. He invented time and space itself. He was there before everything was made. He was always there. That's a fun one to wrap your mind around. Always there. You know, we like to think of starting and finishing, but he was just always there. So you kind of go back there, there. You just can't, it's just something our minds can't comprehend. And I'm looking forward to the day that we can be with him. So hopefully I can understand a little bit better. But more than understanding, I just want to be in his presence. Come on, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So God is bigger than anything. And you know, when we come to church, I mean, my mindset is always this. I come to church to have an encounter with him. I'm done playing church. I'm done with the tradition, the religion, everything. I'm done with all that. I've been in that. I don't want to be with that. I came to encounter a Savior, a loving Father. I came to encounter a God that loves me more than anybody else, more than anything else, that he would send his son to die for us. Come on. That's the loving Father we serve. That's the loving God that loves us so much. He sent his son to die. Come on, somebody. I mean, it's good. I didn't come to here to play church. I came to have an encounter with Jesus. And that should be our mindsets always. But today, I just want to talk about one thing. My title is Awaken Warriors. That's what my title is today. Awaken Warriors. Did you know that if you have Jesus inside of you, you have a warrior inside of you? Did you know that? Did you know that? Maybe you didn't. Maybe, you know, when Jesus Christ comes into your heart, you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, there's something that happens when that happens. He comes inside of you, and he partners with you with life. And with that, he brings his power, his authority, his anointing into you, so you don't have to be a victim anymore. Then you can be victorious moving forward. Come on, somebody. It's true. It's true. And part of our mission here at CLCC is manifesting his kingdom, his presence, his power, and participating with it today. And so today we're going to participate a little bit with that. So we're going to get through some other stuff first, but I'm the type of guy that I want to give you theory, but I want to give you practical as well. I want to let you know, I want to teach you a little bit about why, and then teach you, let's do it together. Let's do it together. So a warrior defined is a person engaged or experienced in warfare. A person engaged in some struggle or conflict. That's what a warrior is. We have warriors inside of us. We are warriors. We are part of the body of Christ. We are part of God's kingdom, where we have warriors inside of us. Sometimes we let the warriors kind of slip out. Sometimes we let the warrior kind of sink back. We become kind of complacent. And it's easy to do. I'm not saying that, not saying anyone, I'm not giving any condemnation or shame on anybody, but it happens. We live in a very wonderful and blessed nation where we can become very comfortable, very easy. Isn't that true? We really do. And it's wonderful that we do. I'm so blessed that I live in this country, that I have availability just to run down to the supermarket if I need something, where in other countries, they don't have that. Where in different places, they're always at war. We're so blessed. But because of that, we can become complacent and say, you know what, warrior inside of me, Jesus Christ living inside, you know, we're okay. We're doing okay. We don't really need to tap into that. We don't really need to go after anything. We're okay by ourselves. But let me tell you something. God wants to awaken us today. God wants to put us back right in the middle of it, because there is a fight going on. And it's not a fight between people. It's a fight between principalities and powers of darkness. That's what it is. There is a true enemy out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. And if we don't be careful, we can fall victim to his traps. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to go around, oh, someone's all paranoid. We don't have to do that. Because when we're in Christ Jesus, we have the victory. It's not like Lord of the Rings. Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings? Has anyone seen Lord of the Rings? Oh, if Frodo could just get to that mountain, we can all be saved. You know, it's not Lord of the Rings. It's not like Avengers. I don't know, maybe you watch Avengers. We've got one chance. One chance of 267 billion times I've went through a Doctor Strange saying, we have one chance, and if we don't make it that time, we're gone. It's not like that. It feels like that sometimes, but it's not like that. It's like we have victory. Yes, life happens. Yes, problems come. Yes, the enemy tries to rattle us, but we fight from a winning position. Amen. Because we know who wins in the end. We know who is victorious in the end. And the worst thing that can happen to us is that we perish. That's the worst. But even if we do perish, we have everlasting life ahead of us. Yes, that would be sad. Yes, we would be greatly missed. But the worst thing that can happen to us is that we die and we are in his presence for all eternity after that. It's the worst thing. And it's so great to have that inner peace knowing, hey, you know what? If things don't work out, it's okay. I'm going with my Father anyways. I'm going to be with him for all eternity. We have that comfort. We have that peace that the world knows nothing about. That's why they're freaking out at everything. We have that peace. And we fight from a place of victory, from a place of power. So I'm going to have you turn into 1 Samuel 17. We're going to go to our text. I'm going to read through of it a little bit. I'm going to skip around a little bit. And then we're going to have some, we're going to do some warfare, warriors. Are you all ready? Are y'all ready? Come on. Come on. So 1 Samuel 17. Everybody knows this story. The kids know this story. You raised the church. You know this story. David and Goliath. What a good story. I love it. But it's not just a story. It's history. This is our history. We have to quit thinking of this book as a book of stories and as actually a history book. And not only is it a history book, it's the book that God wrote for us. This is it, right here. This is his playbook. So, starting in verse 8, chapter 17, 1 Samuel. You're fine. 1 Samuel 17. All right. David and Goliath. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And you are not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man, let us fight each other." On hearing this, the Philistine's words, Saul and all of the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. For 40 days, the Philistines came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. I mean, come on. Looks like Goliath's really like showing up the Israelites there a little bit. Great fear. And that's one thing the devil's tactic is. I'll give you a little gold nugget of truth. The enemy will always try to make the battle on their terms with his rules. But how many know it's not his rules, it's not his plans, it's our God. Our God takes care of all that stuff. He might try to make a situation where it's like, oh, you can only do this. Like Goliath said, oh, you have to fight one-on-one with me. Not everybody else, just fight one-on-one. But the Lord can do great things. The enemy tries to construct a way of doing it so it makes him have the advantage. But he doesn't have any advantage at all. He doesn't have any advantage at all. God is the one that has all advantage. And they were great, and it says, and they all fled from him in great fear. How many of you get afraid? It's okay. You can raise your hand. It's okay. I get afraid sometimes. I'm not a big fan of snakes. I'll admit that. I'm not a big fan of them. You know? There was this one movie I saw, Black Beauty, about a guy on a horse, and he wakes up from this beach, and there's this big old king cobra spinning, like, right there in front of his face. And I was like, that's a scary scene. Oh, my goodness. If you've ever seen that movie, you would know, because it's, like, literally right there. I remember one time I was at a pool, and I wanted to go up to this diving board. I wanted to jump off this diving board. It was pretty, like, 5 or 6 feet above the water. And I was little at the time, and I'm like, I want to go jump up that. But I was scared. You know how you get scared when you're little? You're scared right now. But, you know, how scared you're like, oh, I want to do this, but I'm scared. I don't know if I can do it. So my father got in the water and was right underneath the diving board. He's like, come on, son, jump. I'm like, no, I'm scared. I want to do it, but I'm so scared, you know. Kind of creep up a little bit. You know how kids do? Creep up a little bit. Keep going up a little bit more. Look around. You know, you got someone, and my dad was like, come on, let's go. It was like, I'm creeping up, looking around, creeping up. And, you know, of course, you know, the diving board is so long when you're little. You're like, you feel like you're going all the way down. You have to go all the way down here. But, you know, it's only like that small. And then it looks so deep, you know. It's like, it feels like 12 or 20 feet you're jumping off of, which is really 5, you know. But because you're small, I mean, it looks ginormous. So it's like, I'm going up there. There, and my dad's like, come on, you can do it, you know. And finally, after probably about, who knows, 30 minutes, an hour, could have been 2 hours, I don't know. I don't remember. But I do remember saying, Dad, will you catch me? He's like, yeah, I'll catch you. And so I jump off. He catches me. Yay, victorious, yay. Now do it again by myself. Yay, you know. You know, it's good. And the Lord is always with us. But these guys didn't understand that the Lord was with them. So they had great fear. Now we read down a little bit later. But David said to Saul, this is when David said, I'll fight him. He went to Saul and said this, your servant has been keeping your father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came after and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't killed many bears or lions. I'm just saying. And for, you know, I mean, if a bear or lion's coming after you, you're like, I'm gone. I'm getting in my car and driving, you know. I don't know about you guys, but that is not what I'm doing. But he would strike it to save the sheep. When the animal, the bear or the lion, would come after him, he would then kill it. And what this shows me is David had training. This is part of becoming a warrior. We're all in training in this life. Whether you feel it or not, whether you realize it or not, we're all in training. You know? I remember when I was a wrestler in high school, I had training every day. I'd practice every day to get better. So we had training. We had practice before our matches to get better at our craft. I remember one time, my coach was like, I want you to go wrestle Matt. And I'm like, why would I wrestle Matt? He's like, go wrestle Matt. Now, you got to understand, I was in the weight class of 135. A lot different than I am now. Just saying. I have a wife, and she feeds me really good. So, anyways, I didn't have that at the time. So, she cooks good, so it doesn't matter. So, it's good. But I was wrestling 135, 140 at the time. And Matt was our heavyweight. He was 270. So he's a big guy. He's a big guy. So coach is like, go wrestle Matt. I'm like, he's going to eat me. So I was like, he eats more than I weigh. So I did my best. It wasn't anything. It was sad. I mean, if you were there, you're like, oh, poor man. He's just getting thrown. He was just being thrown around like a little rag doll. It was bad. He'd sit on me. I'm like, I can't even move. I can't do anything. It was sad. But it was interesting because I didn't realize what the coach was doing. The coach was working on my strength training. So when I wrestled somebody that big, that strong, I knew what it felt like. But when I wrestled somebody back at 140, I'm like, this guy's not that strong. I've wrestled stronger people than this. And so I was able to do well because of wrestling something stronger. I was practicing for things to happen. You know, our testimonies are practice for us for overcoming greater things. They really are. And you could probably look back at what God has done in your life. Maybe it might have been something little, but then it could be something bigger and something bigger and something bigger. And then you're like, God, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if you're going to move. I don't know how you're going to work this out. But then he does. And then something else comes along. God, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you're going to do this. He works it out. God is so good about preparing us, about making us warriors, because he did it to David, and he's doing it to us today. Amen. So let's go on. So God's going to train us as warriors. He's going to awaken us. So then we read a little bit further on. David said to the Philistine, this is when David went out to Goliath. This is him facing Goliath. Now Goliath, you know, he's 9 foot tall. He's massive. He's huge. David is 16 at this time. He is little compared to this guy. Very little. And yet he goes out there. And this is what he says. I love what he says. Because that's really the warrior inside. You come against me with the sword and spear and javelin. But I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Come on today. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. He's declaring who God is. He's not declaring, I'm David. I've beaten things like this before. I'm going to beat you. No. He's saying, I've trained in what God's given me. Now I'm going to declare God in this situation because it's bigger than me. It's bigger than what I have to deal with. It's bigger than what's going on in my life that I can handle. But even though it is, I'm declaring God. Declaring God. That's what we have to do as warriors. We're being trained. We've got to know who we are. Because if we're in Christ Jesus, we're a warrior. Number one. Number two, we're being trained every day. Something comes up, something. And it doesn't have to be bad things. It can be good things. You know, it doesn't mean that. All bad things, it doesn't have to be like, if good things are happening to you, you're still being trained on being a warrior. Because then you're learning how to be generous. You're learning how to give. You're showing God you're a good steward of your money, a good steward of what's happening. And then in those times, you can pray for those others that maybe are having a tough time. But then when those things happen to you, you have someone that you know is praying for you as well. That person that went through that struggle before, that person that went through that, there could be a testimony that could help you out with what you're going on right now. They could be like, I know where you've been. I've been there myself, and I'm going to pray for you like you prayed for me when I was going through that. That's the family of Christ. That's the family of God. That's what we're called to do. We're called to help each other out. And in that declaration of who God is, he shows himself strong. He shows himself strong. We have to make that declaration that God is who he is. He says, I am who I am, when he talks to Moses in the fiery bush. I am who I am. You know, as warriors, we have power. And it's not power that we have, per se, because, you know, it's me. No, it's Christ inside of us. As warriors, we can do things in the spiritual realm. We can break habits. We can pray. We can break curses. We can see the sick healed. We can see miracles happen because of Christ living inside of us. I love this quote right here. It says, God didn't send sickness to teach you a lesson. He sent Jesus Christ to teach sickness a lesson. Come on. I know that there's a myth, there's an ungodly belief that's been in the church for a while. Oh, God sent this sickness to help you, prepare you, or do something. No, he didn't send that to you. He doesn't send sickness. The enemy sent sickness. God sent Jesus to teach sickness a lesson. He sent his son to take care of the key of, to capture the keys of life and death and say, nope, I have all authority. I have everything. We fight from a place of victory. We war from a place of victory. Let's just all, we don't all stand real quick. So I want everyone to stand on this. We're going to get some practice here. But first, we need to do some things inside of us before we do some practice. And I want to challenge everyone today. Maybe in your hearts, you're like, well, Van, I love what you're saying. I feel something being tugged in my heart today. I feel like I haven't been where I need to be with Jesus. My relationship isn't as close as I've been before, or hasn't been that before. Maybe that's you today, and I want to give you opportunity to do that. I want to give you opportunity to say, you know what? I need to get my life a little bit better with Jesus. I need to have my relationship a little bit better with him. So with everyone's head bowed, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that right now. I'm not going to have you raise your hand or anything like that, because your relationship is between you and Jesus. But as a body, we want to encourage you to keep going forward. So I'm going to pray right now for anyone who's in here that says, you know what, I really need to get my relationship right. So Father, right now, I thank you for the people's hearts you are tugging on right now. I thank you, Lord, that you love them, that you cherish them, and that you want to be close to them, just like all of us. So Lord, I thank you right now for doing a working inside of them. Thank you, Lord, for them coming closer to you. And Lord, I ask, God, that they would feel your presence like never before, that they'd feel your love like never before, they'd feel your peace like never before, no matter whatever situation might be going on in their lives. Lord, I thank you right now for the great and wonderful things that you're doing in their hearts right now, and that they are coming closer to you than ever before. They're awakening the warrior inside of them, the warrior that we all have, to go after you, to pursue you, to love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So one thing I want to do is I'm going to play a song here. And it's after we play the song, I want us to pray. We're going to pray for some people. But during this song, I would like for us just to engage, because you're that warrior inside of you is going to start awakening, and that's what I'm praying right now, that warrior will start to awaken, that you'd feel that zeal from the Lord coming up inside of you, dwelling up inside of you. And then after this, once I give Andrew the go ahead, we're going to pray for some things and really see God do some things, because prayers are powerful. You might be saying, Van, I don't know, I prayed before, it didn't work. Well, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray like we mean it. We're going to pray and declare what the Lord has for us. So, Andrew, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and play. And you're more than welcome to enter in, to yell, to shout, to praise. It's fine. But just go after it. Let Jesus just come inside of you and have your have that warrior inside of you just well up.
Something has to break, tear down every lie, set the wrong line. 'Cause when you have it, something has to break, something has to break. Spirit move, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break, something has to break.
Jesus. Something's got to break, Father. Something's got to break. Whatever situation, whatever's going on, Lord, we thank you that you have the victory. We thank you that you have the victory. We thank you that you are over it all. We thank you, Father, that you have great things in store for us, great things. Thank you, Lord, that we can do great things and greater things for your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to have anyone that has a need of a current situation or something that's going on right now, whether it's could be anything that's going on in your life. If you have something that's going on, I want you to raise your hand. And what I want the rest of us to do is to reach our hands forward and pray for whatever's going on in these people's lives. So if you have something that's going on, a current situation that you need God to break through, that you need God to do something miraculous, and I want you to lift up your hand, and then I want the rest of us to stretch our hands and start praying for these people. If you want to gather around them, that's fine. But I want us to pray as a corporate body for these people. And I'm going to lead us in prayer as we're going to do that. So, Father, right now, I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in every one of these people's lives. I thank you, Father, that you rule and reign, oh God. That there's no situation too big. That there's no impossible when it comes to you, oh God. That you are the God of impossible. That you can raise people from the dead. You can make people well. That you can make situations that have been going on for 30, 40 years instantaneously change, oh God. So Father, right now we pray and stand with our brothers and sisters in that situation, whatever they're going through. You know what's going on, Father. We don't, but we pray right now. We join them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord, for being a way maker. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for healing, for restoring, for reconciliation, oh Father. We thank you, Father, right now for what you're about to do in the situations that seem impossible and improbable. We thank you right now. We declare your wonderful works, and we speak right now change. We speak right now change. We declare right now your awesomeness. We declare right now your mercy, your goodness, your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you right now for what you're about to do in every one of these people's lives. Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, God, right now. We worship you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.